It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show. Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And joining us from the Friends of the Flathead Avalanche, we have the communications director, Claire Menzel. Hi, Claire.
Hello. Good morning.
It's good to have you with us today.
No avalanches so far.
Not yet.
Okay, that's the good news.
Yeah. Are we friendly with the avalanches?
Oh, yes. You guys publish our forecast in the mornings.
Every
yes.
Day, yep.
Yes. Thank
up,
you so
bet.
Much for that.
Yeah. So I guess first thing we have to understand is just how sophisticated is our ability to forecast these avalanches?
Oh, what do you mean by sophisticated?
Well, I mean, just how do we do it?
Well, avalanche country is a very complex place, and we don't know everything about it. When we forecast, there's a lot of variables that we have to make educated guesses about, but we have a lot of tools from weather station data to our visual observations that really help us communicate that information.
I know that you also have some monitor stations up now. I think we got a new one up last year.
On Link Mountain, yep, yeah. In the Whitefish Range.
How do they work anyway?
You know, that is above my pay grade. Yeah.
I'm just curious, but I wonder because we hear terms like wind-loaded slopes
yes.
and stuff like that.
Yes. So that refers to what direction the wind is coming from. So if the wind is coming from our prevailing southwest, then we can expect the slopes on the opposite aspect, so that like northeast aspect,
okay.
to be loaded up with snow, up to 10 times as much snow. So if you're having,
if you're having
an inch fall from the sky, maybe there's 10 inches on that
Whoa.
Leeward side.
Yeah, that would make, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Particularly if it's the fluffy stuff.
Yes, and the snowpack does not like rapid change. So anytime there's a lot of wind, a lot of new snow, a big change in temperature, the snowpack is like, whoa, instability is abound.
And when it gets heavy.
Mm-hmm, when it gets heavy, definitely.
So yeah.
Gravity takes over.
Yeah. Yes, but to be clear, I am not a forecaster. I do the Instagram, so you'll have to check flatheadavalanche.org for all the real facts.
So I think the thing we really need to understand is your organization, Friends of the Flathead Avalanche Center.
Yeah, so actually this is a really exciting year for us. It's the 10th year of our partnership between Friends of the Flathead Avalanche Center and Flathead Avalanche Center. Together, we kind of refer to ourselves as Flathead Avalanche. There actually have been avalanche forecasts in the region since the 70s, which is pretty cool, a really long tradition of snow safety. But this particular partnership dates back a decade. So we work together in almost every facet, from education to forecasting to outreach, to kind of build community and get that life-saving information out there.
So I sense there's a party coming up here.
Oh, yeah. In the first one, this weekend, we've got a really fun event called the Flow to Snow Party. And this is a partnership between our group, Logan Health's Cedar Creek Marathon, which is happening that day, and then two other nonprofits, Flathead Rivers Alliance and the Montana Kayak Academy. So a lot of partners coming together for one event.
Is this... Just a party, or were you going to hopefully raise some funds?
Yes, we have two opportunities for fundraising amongst the nonprofit groups. Mm. We are doing a gear swap. That's one of the headlining events at this party. So the event is running from 2 o'clock to 7 in the evening. The gear swap will start at 2. Folks can drop off any gear they want to donate that morning. The event is at Marintap Park in Columbia Falls, so people can drop their gear off.
So we're talking snow gear.
Snow gear, river gear, you know, anything under the sun, small or large, from goggles to a raft to your ski poles.
Okay.
Anything, outdoor just good
rec
condition.
Equipment. Yeah.
Exactly.
All
yep.
Right. Okay, and then, of course, the marathon.
Yep, the marathon will be going, and this is the official after party for that. So the runners will be able to kind of come on over it. The marathon ends at the Coop, so they can just swing on down and get the awards and have a little party.
What's a mini boat?
Well, this is a good question. So it's kind of hard to explain without a visual aid, but what he's referring to is our second sort of like fundraiser activation is a mini boat tilt table tournament. So what we did was with plywood, we built kind of this, maybe 5 by 3 foot table, And then we epoxied it with like beautiful blue, so it looked like a river. Mm-hmm. We filled it with river stones, and we just have these miniature boats. Montana Kayak Academy has them. They're like learning aids for their programs. So we basically just like set them up at the top, flush a bunch of water down, and whichever boat makes it to the bottom wins. So yeah, we're going to do it like a bracket style tournament.
So this is all at one party.
Yes, there's a lot going on, something for everybody. And there's live music and food trucks. We didn't even cover that yet. So something
well,
for everyone.
Well, the important stuff for Robin. Yeah.
And beer.
Yeah. And beer, yeah.
And you're calling it the Flow to Snow Party.
That's right. It's kind of celebrating the time of year where we're transitioning from river sports, the flow sports, to snow, which is also a flow sport, you know, flowing down that slope.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's get to the basics here. When?
So it's this Saturday, September 23rd. Okay. The party is from 2 to 7 p.m. The awards for the marathon are at 3. The boat races are at 4 o'clock. And as we mentioned, you can drop gear off that morning.
So it'll be at the Coop?
It's at Marintet Park.
Oh, at Marintet.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, right down the street from the Coop.
Yeah, the Coop is where they're doing the...
That's right.
The marathon.
That's right.
Gotcha. All
right. Yes. They actually start up at Big Creek, so they run pretty far to get down there.
Oh, my gosh. That's rough road, too, up there.
Yeah. Pretty strong people.
Really. Oh, boy. Well, this sounds like a fun event.
Yes.
And we're all invited?
Of course. Please come down.
Okay. Let's make sure we have
live music, too.
Yep. We're very excited for our band, Radio Ranch. They are kind of like American roots inspired, really fun local group. They played it under the big sky. So we're stoked to have them.
Radio Roots and food trucks or just food or what?
We've got Wagyu Wagon and Inda Sushi for the food trucks.
Okay.
Some pretty good eats.
That can double as bait. You know,
stop it, Robin. There are those of us who like sushi.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Be careful.
All right. Well, it sounds like a fun event. And that's on Saturday. When does it start?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Columbia Falls, Marintet Park. All right. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Gosh, sounds like a fun event. And we do appreciate the Flathead Avalanche Center. And I'm sure there are countless lives have been saved as a result of the reports that we're able to relay every morning. So we do appreciate your support of all that because it gives Robin and me something to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate you getting that information out there.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Claire.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.